You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3492. All right, let's talk one more time and a little bit more in detail about the whole Asajj Ventress business. Yes, she showed up in that trailer for season 3 of The Bad Batch in a very exciting way, but how is it that she could possibly be alive? Well, we'll go deeper into the answers that we discussed in our trailer breakdown the other day. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Boyvod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So when greeted with the appearance of Asajj Ventress in the trailer for the final season of The Bad Batch, the Star Wars press release that went out with it had the producer Brad Rao saying that they made sure that they were in line with the events of Dark Disciple before bringing her back. So I'm paraphrasing, you get the idea. This just means that there's got to be an answer for what happened in Dark Disciple, and there are a few possibilities about that. Just to begin with, let's make it clear that she did in fact die, or at least as far as we know, she died in Dark Disciple, and it does say that she was dead on multiple occasions. And I had a moment where I was like, oh, maybe there is a fake in here somehow, because there's a description of her seeming to take her last breath in Quinlan Vos's arms. And then when Obi-Wan Kenobi is talking to the Jedi Council, he talks about Ventress's death. When they're flying back to Coruscant, they separate Quinlan Vos from the body of Asajj Ventress, and all Obi-Wan says is that she's put into stasis. So that gives you the possibility of, like maybe she wasn't quite dead yet and they put her into some sort of stasis field to, you know, maintain her not being dead, like in a coma, say, and then Obi-Wan telling the Jedi Council that Ventress is dead. Maybe there's, you know, some sort of escape plan for this, or they're just gonna like set her free somehow and let her disappear. But in narrative, not any character saying this, in narrative, when they bring Ventress's body months later to Dathomir, the narrative says Ventress had been put into stasis shortly after her death and been prepared respectfully at the temple. Her body had been prepared for burial, and she was put into a coffin at the Jedi Temple. So according to the book, she is dead for real. And the fact that Brad Rao made a point of saying, hey, we are respecting the events of Dark Disciple, I think we have to assume that she really is in fact dead. And we're not dealing with a situation where, say, you know, there's been discussion about how Dave Filoni did things with the character of Ahsoka that may or may not have contradicted the details in the Ahsoka novel by E.K. Johnston from a certain point of view. Doesn't seem like that's going to be the case, so that means there's only one of two answers here. Number one, that this is a flashback situation we are seeing in the trailer for The Bad Batch, or that B, there's a resurrection that's happened, somehow Asajj Ventress returned. Now, whether by accident or on purpose, the seeds of resurrection have been planted in the storytelling already. For a start, if you go back to Legends, there was a situation where Ventress was dying. This is in a comic series called Obsession, and the fine folks at Gizmodo flagged this, where she seemed to be dying, but she was actually putting herself in a deep Sith trance that would be a healing trance, basically, so then she could heal without it being realized by anyone, and then she could go on her merry way and disappear. So that happens in Legends, and there's one possibility. In the current canon, there's another possibility, and it's also set up within Dark Disciple. So that scene where Quinlan Vos and Obi-Wan Kenobi have taken Asajj Ventress back to Dathomir and returned her to her sisters, this is a bit in there. Like, he's lowering her, Quinlan Vos is, using the Force, into a pool of water. And then it says he blinked. Was the water changing color? And it says, tendrils of mist began to rise, green and glowing, green like the Dathomiri magics Ventress had spoken of, green like the water of life. And water of life is title case, so that's actually a specific thing. And there happens to be an entry on Wikipedia about it, where it talks about how it's not only used to resurrect the dead as zombies, but that it can also resurrect a recently deceased person. What recently means, we don't necessarily know, but in that particular case, it's suggested that it's not a zombie resurrection, that it's an actual resurrection. And this goes into the, it's a role-playing source book for the Star Wars Force and Destiny role-playing game from Fantasy Flight Games. So yeah, that's wild. But the the possible foundation for doing this is there. And there's one aspect of the Water of Life that you need for resurrection. It's this thing called the Sleeper, which exists on Dathomir. And the Sleeper actually makes an appearance in Dark Disciples. So yeah, all of the elements are there for a resurrection based on stuff that has been delivered in both canon and legend storytelling. The only wrinkle I can see in this is that the description of the Water of Life on Wikipedia suggests that it has to be brewed by a Night Sister, which means that we need a living Night Sister walking around somewhere on Dathomir to be able to do this. And at this time, this is during the Clone Wars, and it's after Dooku and Grievous have massacred most of the Night Sisters. There's really not a lot of them kicking around. However, there is one. I don't know if she's necessarily at the point where she can do that particular spell or create that particular concoction just yet, but Meryn, who we know from Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor, was a survivor of the massacre on Dathomir. And so if possible, if she had the ability to do it, she is one character at least who might have been able to be on the other side of that resurrection equation, if you will. So there you go. Barring any other scenarios that the creators of the Bad Batch might come up with, we already do have the seeds of resurrection in Star Wars canon and in Legends as well, if they want to recanonize stuff, because they do that from time to time, to bring back Ventress in a resurrection situation in the post-Clone Wars period, the Fall of the Republic period, the Dark Times, whatever you want to call it, or just during the Bad Batch Season 3. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, I hope you will consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans that you know in real life or on social media. I hope you'll consider rating or reviewing the podcast on your favorite app. And I also hope you'll consider subscribing or following, depending on whatever the app you like calls it. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.